Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed a bill that would mandate construction of a new toll road and extend two others through relatively untouched parts of the state. WUSF's Steve Newborn drove to the end of the Suncoast Parkway, at least for now, and reports on what he found.
At the end, I get out of my car. Not much here, but a lot of crickets. But you look to the left towards the west and there's three giant construction cranes. They're building an extension to the parkway that's already been approved that will go north to State Road 44 in Citrus County.
I drove west on US 98 to the first subdivision I saw, Oak Village at Sugar Mill Woods. Allison Tai was watering her garden at her house, one of a few studded among the gently sloping piney hills along a winding two-lane main street.
Well, we can have a lot less traffic in 19.
Tai moved here 23 years ago when there were just a couple of houses. Still, she says, a few more wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Well, I don't want to be like New York City, but it's a good thing. It's an improvement. It's a progress.
I then traveled further west on US 98 to the first shopping center I saw, a Publix at the corner of US 19. There, a flock of chirping birds stood guard while I took an informal survey of how residents feel about the parkway expansion. And most of them seemed to want it, for one reason.
2 years ago, when that Irma came through, 4 o'clock in the morning, I could not get out on that highway.
John Kinzora says he's read the parkway would help hurricane evacuation.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea since they're going to go all the way to Georgia. I really do. And I don't know why people are complaining about it. I really don't.
The bill signed by Governor DeSantis authorizes a task force to extend the Suncoast Parkway all the way to the Georgia state line. But Georgia officials have gone on record as saying they don't know anything about it. It would connect to the Florida Turnpike, which runs north from Miami and ends at Interstate 75. Another toll road would run directly through the middle of the state, connecting Polk and Collier counties. The toll roads are the brainchild of new Senate President Bill Galvano. The Bradenton Republican says it would help hurricane evacuation as well as spur development in rural regions. But there's been no studies saying it's needed. No traffic surveys, nothing, including how much it will cost and who will pay for it. The parkway extension would split the Chasawitzka and Citrus wildlife management areas. Further north, it would cut through some of the last remaining undeveloped areas in the Florida Peninsula. Sierra Club Florida Director Frank Jackalone issued this declaration during an Earth Day news conference in St. Petersburg.
If this bill is passed, we will declare war on all of those who have sponsored it. We will mount the most massive campaign Sierra Club has ever done in Florida in our history to stop those toll roads.
Back at the Citrus County Publix, Debbie Sachs says she's of two minds about the parkway expansion.
I don't know what it's going to do. It might bypass us totally. I still haven't gotten a grip on what's going to happen. Are people going to get off and come here?
She runs a nearby Circle K, so her business side welcomes more traffic. But Sachs moved to this quiet area from the Washington, D.C. suburbs in Maryland. So on a personal level, she's not thrilled with that prospect.
I don't know why they're doing it. I really thought it was all about evacuation, and I thought that was the whole purpose of it.
Already, development is coming to where the Suncoast Parkway currently ends. There, in an area with nothing but pine trees, a sign heralds what's coming. 3,100 units for civil communities of Hernando County. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.